Welcome to Chronic Lymphocytic Leukemia Update. This is medical oncologist Dr. Neil Love. I met with Professor Stefan Stilgenbauer, and to begin, he discussed the recent updated guidelines from the International Workshop on CLL regarding the diagnosis and management of patients with this disease.
The IWCLL guidelines, so the guidelines of the International Workshop on Chronic Lymphocytic Leukemia, were updated actually in 2018, so pretty recently, and published in Blood. Now, the major thing in this update to me was not only the dramatic therapeutic developments that we have, but also the implementation of diagnostic tests. And among those, the molecular genetic disease characterization really gained a lot of importance. So what I mean with this is not only the FISH testing for instance, deletion 17P, which is very important for treatment decisions, but also the immunoglobulin mutation status, or IGHV mutational status. This, as we know, divides the CLL population into two subgroups, one with mutated and one with unmutated IGHV genes, the ones with unmutated IGHV genes traditionally having the worst outcome with chemoimmunotherapy. Now, the important thing about the IWCLL guideline update is that IGHV mutational testing was put forward as a mandatory test, not only in clinical trials, but also in routine practice. So in other words, for all patients, also those seen in routine practice, when treatment is needed, IGHV mutational status should be determined. And this is the case because today, from this test, important therapeutic decisions can be derived.
So, you know, from our vantage point, trying to see what the general oncologist sees, who's being exposed to all kinds of markers, you know, lung cancer now, like incredible.
Absolutely.
But it's interesting because we created an algorithm about a year ago, which really focused on del17P, P53, and IGVH mutation, because it seemed like those were the three main things that were driving treatment. Is this compatible with that? You know, in the past, there were like tons of markers that we got on these patients, but it seemed like those were the three.
Those three are really the important markers in routine practice. As you said, patients with a 17P deletion or TP53 mutation should absolutely not be treated with chemotherapy, because we know they do very poorly, but they should be treated with novel agents. And similarly, and more recently established, patients with unmutated IGHV status have a poor outcome with chemoimmunotherapy. So these patients should primarily also be treated with novel agents such as BTK inhibitors or BCL2 inhibitors, while patients with mutated IGHV genes, those who have the better outcome traditionally with chemoimmunotherapy, today chemoimmunotherapy still remains a viable treatment option.